The man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate it." To the man the Lord said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return."
I invite you to share with me the litany of the lighting of the candle of peace. Create in us, our Lord, hearts of peace, for we know that we cannot spread peace until we first claim it within us.
We thank you, O Lord, for the promise of peace that passes all understanding.
We light this candle to praise your Christ gift as the Prince of Peace.
We thank you this morning for the gift.
The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessings for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you. Good morning.
If you have not already learned something in your life, it will not take long, because you're going to learn that you're going to spend a lot of your time waiting. You're going to spend time waiting for school to get out. You're going to spend time, especially this year, for your mom to finish shopping. You're going to spend a lot of time wishing that, oh, the sermon, not here. We like the sermons here. We want them to be a lot longer than they usually are. But in other churches, wishing that the sermon was over. You're going to spend a lot of time standing in lines. You're going to spend a lot of time waiting. Well, everything can just seem to go so slow. But I want to read you a quick text that's one of my favorite Advent passages. And I'm just going to read a couple of the verses. But Peter is talking to some friends of his who are tired of waiting, because they thought Jesus was going to already have come back by now. And listen to what Peter tells them. He says, "Don't ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish." So you know that song that we were singing as we walked down here, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus"? That almost sounds like we're saying, "Hey, Jesus, hurry up. Come back," doesn't it? But at the same time, you know what it's saying? It's saying, "We praise you, O Lord, because we know that something really good is ultimately, finally going to happen when Jesus comes back." So Peter is telling his friends, hey, God's not being slow. God's being patient because he doesn't want anyone to perish. Now, we're talking a lot about peace in these days. And this morning, your parents in Sunday school talked about the Hebrew word for peace, which is shalom. And it means so much more than just absent of conflict. It means living the way God intends for us to live and has designed for us to live. Being at peace is one of the most amazing things, and we need to strive for that. And last week in our message, Jesus told us to be ready, be alert, be on guard, because you never know when I'm coming back. And he also told us to be busy. And how we be busy when we're seeking this peace on earth is to be about his business. And that means loving your neighbor. And that means doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. And those are difficult times, things to do. And they can take away our peace. But that's the way we need to act as followers of Jesus. Okay, let's pray together. Father, we're so grateful for the children of the church. We're so grateful for the messages throughout Scripture that where sin abounds, your grace and love abound all the more. So, Father, this morning, we pray as the Prince of Peace taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the serpent, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you.
the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
From Emperor Augustus, that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest.
time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." Herod secretly called for the wise men, and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If last Sunday made us all innkeepers, trying to find room in our hearts, make room in our hearts for the coming of the Christ, This Sunday makes us all shepherds, having heard the news that the light of the world has been born and summoned by the Christ to come and adore Him. As I said last Sunday, I say again, who would not want to be a part of such a fellowship, part of such a family? We give you opportunity to claim the Christ this morning as your Savior and Lord, to come and acknowledge Him as your Savior, to come and splice your life into the life of this family of God, coming to seeking membership within us, being a part of us, to nurture us as we nurture you. We offer you opportunity to respond, even as we stand to sing together.